go from the East Coast back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to Brent. Brent, how can I help you?
Hi, Monsignor. How are you?
God bless you. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of a family friend here who had lost a niece, and this is her godchild, and she just wanted some help. So she texted me, or my wife, actually, her question. She just went, and I know you've talked on this. It's about particular judgment. It was a great segue. But if the person is a good, loving, caring person, baptized Catholic, but didn't practice and died, you know, without what she called a relationship with God, can they still go to heaven? And then maybe you could add to that, you know, things that we all can do here still, you know, on while we're still on our time on earth for those souls. Because I'm pretty sure you've talked about how God can work outside of space and time. So,
well, you've got it pretty well already worked out, but let me connect those dots. So, there's two things, of course, God reserves to himself. Ultimately, he reserves the ultimate judgment and revenge. Those are two things that God reserves for himself. That's why no Christian can ever take up judgment or vengeance. Those are God's and God's alone. And in these things, as I've said before on air, in these areas, God is a very jealous God. He holds close to himself the right to judge, and any vengeance that's reserved to God and God alone. It's one of the very explicit teachings of both the Old and the New Testament on these facts. So because ultimate judgment resides with God, what you and I have to do is do everything we can this side of heaven to cooperate with God's efforts to save everyone, including ourselves. And so we say yes to his offer of faith. We say yes to his offer of fellowship, and we live our life that way. Now, for those who have not, for whatever reason, said yes to that offer, we do know that saving grace is being offered to them. And paraphrasing St. Augustine, while God created us without us, he won't save us without us, meaning we've got to cooperate. So at some stage, they have to cooperate with the grace God's giving them. But we do not know what's going on in their interior life. We know, as the Second Vatican Council says, that by Jesus's incarnation, he, the Son of God, has in a certain way united himself with each person. And we know that they're receiving saving grace if they'll cooperate with it. And we don't know how that works. It's in a way known to God alone. So we have to do what we can do. So we continue to pray for this lost soul, this person who has passed. We keep doing everything that we can for them. And we have to hope that at the last moment, or in the inner sanctum of their conscience, that they turn to God and ask for God's help and relationship at some stage in their life, and that they died in friendship with God. That's what we hope. We don't know, but we hope that. Does that make sense, Brent?
Yeah, and I think we've talked before as well, and I think the things that we as Catholics believe that through the Church, the sure norm of salvation that Christ has won for us, but for those that maybe are not in that state, we still can offer masses, we can say rosaries. There are many things, because of God working outside of time, that could still benefit those souls. Am I stating that correctly, Monsignor?
Right, and here's exactly how the council put it. It's in Gaudium et Spes 22. It's just one of the places. For since Christ died for all, and since all men are in fact called to one and the same destiny, which is divine, we must hold that the Holy Spirit offers to all the possibility of being made partners in a way known to God alone in the Paschal mystery. Okay, so
that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? So we do what we can, but we know God's trying to call all to himself. Now, the normal way, and that's why for you, well, you and I know, I know at least, how hard it is to live in friendship with God because of my weakness, even with all the graces I have in the church, you know, the teaching, the scriptures, the sacraments, confession, all the communion of saints living, you know, the church militant and the church triumphant praying for me, all those things. We still know how difficult it is. So that's why we want all people to have all those sources, because outside of that, it's even more difficult. And that's why we want to help those who have fallen away to come back to receive all the graces that they can to live their vocation and to discover their destiny. The way it says here, divine, another way of saying that their destiny is union with God in heaven.
Yeah, the beatific vision, yeah. Yep. And would it make sense, do guardian angels, are they still able to pray for souls after death? I know it's a bit of a tangent, but does that make sense? Yep.
Well, no, their soul job, if you will, is to get each and every soul assigned to them, and each of us has a guardian angel who is doing nothing more. Their entire being, if you will, is there to get us to heaven. And so that's their job. They're doing everything they can to get us to heaven.
Yeah, praise God for that, Monsignor. Thank you for that answer. I know our friend is listening, and just thank you for your yes. And then this Catholic Schools Week, I thank you for your vocation as a university president. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. That's kind of you. Thank you.